This is Carol Flagg with RC Mancers, and at HIM16 in Las Vegas this year, I had a chance to sit down with Jeff Kaplan, Chief Strategy Officer at ZIRMED. The following is our conversation.
So Jeff, we're back again this year. We had a chance to talk to you last year and had a great conversation, and glad to track you down again. So first and foremost, what's happened in a year with ZIRMED since we last met?
It's been a very exciting year. We've grown tremendous in terms of staffing, in terms of client base, and then solutions as well, expanding and adapting to the changes that are going on in the industry.
Okay, we've been hearing a lot about ZIRMED's Change Integrity solution. Tell us what's going on about it.
Yeah, no, our Charge Integrity solution continues to provide phenomenal benefit to our clients. On average, we continue to see a 4-to-1 ROI for all our providers, and that translates to millions of dollars in cash. And so the way we look at Charge Integrity and kind of why we've had so much growth and success is that we're looking at the complete integrity of a claim. So missing charges, coding variances, where a charge might not be missed, but a more appropriate code could be put on a claim that would yield higher reimbursement. We're tackling DRG anomalies as well as overcharging detection. So really across the entire gamut, ensuring that our providers, our clients are getting paid correctly, they're getting paid with the most amount of cash that can yield the largest benefit. And then in general, as we see an increase in denials, by making sure that the claim and the charge integrity on that claim is completely accurate, it prevents denials from happening down the road.
And can you give us an example or a case study?
Sure, I can give you a few examples. If you take kind of going down the spectrum of some of our client base, anywhere from a large academic institution where we're generating them an 8-to-1 ROI. So it's 800% return on their investment. The phenomenal story there is by using our solution and the workflow within our solution, the predictive analytics that drives the charge integrity, it's about getting the right account to the right person at the right time. So what that enables is a hospital with two staff working only part-time in our tool. So look at it as 40 hours or man hours of a person working in our solution, being able to recover anywhere as $5 to $8 million in cash. If you look at some of the larger health systems, like a 6,000-bed health system, generating a 10-to-1 ROI in the Southeast, and being able to do that pre-bill. So before the claim actually goes out the door, they're able to fix and catch any potential charge integrity errors. And in doing so, not only are they able to capture all of this great revenue, but reduce unnecessary rework. And then it boils down to even the small community hospitals. And I believe we have a case study with Yuma Regional Medical Center where we are driving on an annual basis $10 million in cash benefit. And the cash is extremely impressive, but the other thing that's just as impressive, especially for community hospitals, is they're not increasing the staff to collect all of this cash. Again, it's about having a solution driven by predictive analytics that gets those right accounts to those people. So a hospital that's maybe 200 beds, driving $300 million in net patient revenue, is able to capture $10 million with no change to their staffing levels.
Well, predictive analytics is once again another big hot topic at HIMSS this year. So where do you see the future going, predictive analytics? What's next?
Yeah, I think we're positioned very well with it. If you look at last year when we spoke, it's still the major themes of uncompensated care. So looking at underpayments, denials management, charge integrity. If you look at patient responsibility, that continues to rise. If you look at the shift from fee for value, from fee for service, being able to make all the investments that providers have made over the years in EMR, meaningful use, hundreds of millions of dollars in whether it's a Cerner or Epic migrations or implementations, and being able to do a couple things. One is integrate all that disparate data. So whether it's just across all these hospital systems, but also across the hospital systems and the physician groups as well. And then being able to make that data intelligent. So there's so much data that the providers are capturing because, A, they have the systems to now capture, and it's extremely cheap to capture that data. Storage costs are very cheap. But being able to get at that data and sift through all the noise and being able to kind of percolate the meaningful stuff, the things that drive productivity, drive down costs, and drive increase in cash, or if you look at it in total, just the yield of the hospital, business office, it's being able to use predictive analytics or machine learning to do that. So, you know, today as I walk around, there's been a little bit of a change from the big data a few years ago that we saw, a little less predictive analytics. Yeah. I think people kind of got called out on it last year. Of, oh, you say you do predictive analytics. Can we talk about it?
Right.
It was a buzzword, but they didn't have any depth or substance.
Right.
Where we still are truly the only company, we were the first company in the revenue cycle to deliver true predictive analytics, and still the only company in the revenue cycle to continue to drive predictive analytics throughout our solutions. What I see today is a lot of interoperability. They kind of moved away from pop health to now value-based care or decision support. So I think predictive analytics and where there's future opportunity is in decision support. So one product that we're going to launch later this year, and I'll give you a sneak preview on it, is contract management and modeling. Again, an old problem, being able to load contracts from payers for hospitals and being able to identify if the contract is actually going to provide financial gain for the hospital. As the contracts become more complex from the payers and become more capitated or more value-based or more at risk, it's more important now than ever for the providers to be able to understand how that contract is actually going to affect their financial health. So being able to model that contract and see the water flow, see if the cost curve is going to change and affect that. So that's a solution that really is unparalleled to anything that's out there today.
Well, you guys are obviously right in the thick of things and doing very well, because I understand that you guys are looking to hire.
We're always looking to hire. If you know any good people, please send resumes. You know, that's the challenge, is finding, you know, I think even as we continue to grow, our bar is continuing to stay the same. And we are always looking across the board at hiring. So whether it's in development, it's in implementation, it's in product management, it's in sales, it's in account management, we have many open positions. And again, that speaks to the products that we're and the value that we're able to continue to drive to our clients. And if you look at, you know, the need today, everyone's still trying to squeeze 1-2% of the revenue cycle. And any CFO or, you know, he or she that's worth their salt is going to admit that there is 1-2%. They're going to still try and go after that. And as such, we need to, you know, be able to continue to improve our solutions and drive continued benefit there and stay ahead of our client demands.
Especially in this value-based care world, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And you look at value-based care, you know, contract modeling fits right into that. Same as charge integrity, being able to, you know, it's going to shift a little bit. Instead of maybe looking at a missing charge, it's going to be looking at making sure I capture all my costs so that I get reimbursed appropriately on a capitated type contract. But we're poised very well. We're very well aware of it. And our entire product management team and leadership is continuously looking at ways in which, if we need to shift some of our, you know, fee-for-service or fee-for-value kind of solutions today to be 100% focused on fee-for-value, we'll be right there and ready for our clients.
Jeff, it's been great catching up with you. We'll see you next year.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's great, Jeff.